Take a few cleansing breaths. Drop your attention to your heart and feel your column of central light. Ground and connect to source. We're going to create a calm and nurturing space within our energy field. Connect to source, or imagine you have a light that you turn on and it showers you continuously, streaming energy into your body, throughout your field, and below you into the earth. From the heart of the earth, allow any energies you need to rise up throughout your body and into your heart. From the heart of the earth, allow any energies you need to rise up throughout your body and into your heart. Imagine or feel a sacred garden representing your energy field in front of you. See the rich earth growing different beds within your garden. While today we are focusing on our abundant life, you also can create any beds that feel right to you as I stroll through options for you. Let's begin with a beautiful lotus pond. In the entrance of your garden, create a lotus pond. There is a rich mud base under the water where the rhizomes of the lotus form and grow stems that reach well above the water with its round leaves and flowers. Use rocks in or around your pond as well. Into the rich mud and rocks, freely give all of your desperation, your despair, disappointment, anguish, frustration, anger, and fear, and let the mud accept our emotions and memories and begin to transmute them into the roots of lotus as love is given to the pond. The strong emotions are transmuted up the stems of the lotus and become the lotus flowers and leaves. Let the grace of your heart and the light of source or the sun nourish your sacred lotus pond. Graceful acceptance allows the neutrality necessary for transformation, wisdom, and new inspiration. Put into the mud and stones any agreement, vows, or promises that no longer serve you. Allow all known or unknown limitations that affect you to enter the pond. Let the mud hold the energy you gave it as long as necessary. You may notice immediate changes in the lotus blossoms, or you may revisit in a day or so and notice the blossoms have taken on a new life. The color is more vibrant. Perhaps there's a rare fragrance. Maybe the blossoms are now in full bloom. Each time you allow this lotus pond to transform your emotions, each time you allow the stones and the mud to do their work, you are faster at neutralizing and accepting your own emotions so they can integrate and empower your progress. When you are ready to move to other parts of the garden, you may plant any way that feels right for you. A field of wildflowers, rosebuds, you may want to create other beds for your garden. You can use lava rock or river stones or large pieces of granite to form pathways or swirl designs. Your garden will provide sustenance, support, beauty, sounds, comfort, and joy, and inspiration. You can use herbs, flowers, or trees. You may intend one part of your garden to be for a safe and joyous home. Plant flowers with the colors that would represent your home. Decorate the flower bed with the intention of harmony and ease. Use all the elements using water, wind, maybe gentle chimes. You may want to see plantings or stones to represent the people in your life. Another may be for your body, your entire chakra system, with corresponding colors to represent your core energy. As a reminder, those colors would be red for your first chakra, at your tailbone, orange for your second, between your hips and your belly button, yellow for your third chakra, just around your rib cage and below, and for your heart, some people use green, I tend to use blue, but whatever works for you. And again, blue for your throat. Often we see violet in the third eye, but not always. And white for the crown. And of course, if you feel to use different colors, please do. Leave some nice stones to represent continuous grounding for yourself within that bed. Some of you may want a money garden, and within this garden, you can have flowers of any color that bring you happiness and joy. And you may want to plant an evergreen tree or bamboo to represent consistency. You can also use a waterfall within your garden for this to represent the flow and healthy circulation of money and goods. Let the sun shine on your sacred garden and allow a gentle rain to nourish it. Your garden can represent the current state of your energy field. If you use your garden to communicate this way, you can pull weeds that may represent an outdated idea or plant seeds for new ideas. Later, you may decide which seedlings are right for you to keep. There may be parts of your garden that require your extra attention, and you can add the energy of the earth, hummingbirds, bees, whatever feels right for you. Your garden also represents your physical life. Look for ways to notice what nurtures you, supports you within your environment. You can weed through your home and sell, donate, or discard items that feel stagnant and have become the weeds in your life. Look for ways your environment nourishes you, the same way that nature nourishes you. Take this energy of your sacred garden into your everyday life. While you work on your garden, continuous transmissions of energy will commence for about a minute.